Hi, my name is Paul Boag and I'm going to be your tutor on an upcoming course about persuasion. But even before we get to that, I want to share with you the single best way you can get users to act. Make it easy. We're often so busy trying to convince people with clever copy and flashy graphics that we fail to make the experience as frictionless as possible. It's important to remember that people always pick the path of least resistance. They will even pay a premium for a digital service that will save them time over the competition. Of course, to make that experience frictionless, we first need to discover those points of friction, and that's where usability testing comes in. Many think usability testing is a luxury that they can't afford, that it's time-consuming to make happen and expensive, involving usability experts and special usability labs. But in truth, it doesn't need to be nearly that complicated. People also worry that they have to test with a lot of people, all of which exactly match the audience who are going to use their product or service. But that too is unnecessary, at least when you're getting started. The most important thing you can do is to test often. The more often you test, the more problems you'll find and the more frictionless you can make that experience. With that in mind, I recommend scheduling to test with 3 users every month on the same day. That way, it just becomes a part of your normal working month and you can just test whatever you happen to currently be working on. Those 3 people can be anybody outside of the company and who isn't involved in the product. Often, I tend to use family members and friends. Test sessions will last about 40 minutes, and that means that you can test 3 people in a single morning and have time left over between sessions to make some notes. After the test session, we all sit down together and discuss the problems that we encounter and how we can go about fixing them. As for the sessions themselves, well, they aren't rocket science, to be honest. Basically, all you need to do is ask users to complete some tasks and tell you what they're thinking as they do it. If you don't have anything sufficiently advanced yet to do that kind of testing, then just show them some sketches or design comps and ask them what they would click on to complete a particular task. The main thing that you're looking for is to get them to tell you what it would be that they are going to do next, so that you can get an idea of whether they're heading in the right direction. Sure, there's a lot more to usability testing than that, but even something that simple will provide you with some incredibly valuable insights. That said, I do have one word of warning. Be careful not to lead users with the wording of the tasks. For example, try and avoid the words that appear in the interface, otherwise you're going to make it too obvious to users what they should do. Also, keep asking them what they're thinking. If they don't speak aloud, then you're only getting half of the story at the end of the day. There is so much more I could say about usability testing, but to be honest, that's a pretty solid start. One more tiny piece of advice I would give you is not to limit yourself to those monthly sessions. Anytime 2 people disagree about something on the project, suggest testing. When you're unsure what direction to take, just test. Just grab anybody outside of the project and see what their preference would be. Always use users to gain inspiration and to mediate with your disagreements. I promise you that if you can make your digital services easy to use, you will already have a distinct advantage over your competition in persuading them to do business with you. A difficult to use website or app is the single biggest barrier stopping users from responding to your call to action.